Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Will it pass the House? We'll find out within hours as the full House takes up the debt ceiling bill that would keep money flowing to those on Social Security and military veterans, among others. The AP's Ben Thomas on where we are now.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the bill, Chairman Tom Cole calling it a product of compromise.
We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
It would restrict spending for the next 2 years while also suspending the nation's debt limit. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also a member of the Freedom Caucus, was disappointed.
We had a real bill that was going to make a difference. We did in the original bill, this being watered down.
He and Texas Congressman Chip Roy joined Democrats in opposing the bill's advance. Ranking Democrat Jim McGovern accusing the GOP of weaponizing the debt ceiling.
What you are trying to do is get things enacted that you could not get done through regular order.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Some Russians are angry about that drone attack on Moscow Tuesday, blaming President Putin and the Russian military for not protecting Moscow. Some buildings were slightly damaged. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, Mark Kantsian, says.
My understanding is that the Russians are now bringing in some systems to protect the capital against these kinds of threats. And that's good for the Ukrainians in the sense that they're pulling these systems away from other areas where they could be used, maybe from frontline units.
North Korea's attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into space failed this morning. It's a setback for leader Kim Jong-un's push to boost his military capabilities. Jury selection begins today in the trial of a former Florida sheriff's deputy charged with failing to confront the shooter who killed 17 people at a Parkland high school 5 years ago. This is AP News. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes enters prison to begin an 11-year sentence. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has entered a federal women's prison camp in Bryan, Texas. A jury convicted Holmes in January 2022 on 4 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy for overseeing a blood testing hoax. Holmes promised Theranos would revolutionize healthcare with a technology that could quickly scan for diseases and other problems with a few drops of blood taken from a finger prick. The hype surrounding the purported breakthrough helped Theranos raise nearly $1 billion from investors and turned Holmes into a billionaire with a fortune valued at $4.5 billion on paper in 2014. I'm Mike Hempen.
HBO says almost 3 million people watched or streamed the series finale of Succession on Sunday night, a series record. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Roundtree. A busy night on the diamond, and we start in Canada, where the Blue Jays dropped the Brewers 7-2. Alejandro Kirk and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. each had 3 hits. Kevin Biggio had a pair and drove in a run.
I'm in the cage, especially when I'm not playing, and getting my swing dialed in and, making sure my head's not moving a whole lot in my load just so I can see the ball for, as long as possible.
In Seattle, the Yankees beat the Mariners 10-2 as Aaron Judge homered for a third straight game. In Houston, the Astros toppled the Twins 5-1. Alex Bregman hit his 7th home run of the season.
I think we just came to the park and tried to battle today, try to swing at good pitches, and fortunate enough to do enough early in the game because they pitched really well late.
The Orioles dropped the Guardians 8-5. Anthony Santander with 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Gunnar Henderson also drove in 3 runs, and he helped give starter Kyle Gibson some run support.
Always great to get runs early on the board because that gives your pitcher some lenience, and he went out there and did his thing and then had tough few hits at the end, but he went out there and pitched well, and bullpen closed it down.
The Padres toppled the Marlins 9-4. The Rangers outslugged the Tigers 10-6. Cincinnati edged Boston 9-8 thanks to Jose Barrero's grand slam. The Mets blanked the Phillies 2-0. St. Louis got by the Royals 2-1, while the Cubs beat the Rays by the same score. The Dodgers beat Washington 9-3. The White Sox, A's, Diamondbacks, and Pirates also winners on Tuesday. And a big change to one of the NBA's marquee franchises. More from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Bob Myers is departing as president and general manager of the Golden State Warriors after building a championship team that captured four titles in an eight-year span and reached five straight NBA finals from 2015 to 2019. One of the most successful GMs over the past decade in any sport, Myers' contract was set to expire in late June. The 48-year-old Myers became an agent before emerging as a top NBA executive with a personable nature who regularly attended practices to chat with players, coach Steve Kerr, and his assistants.
I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Her family says Rosalind Carter has dementia. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The Carter family says the 95-year-old former First Lady is happily at home in Georgia with former President Jimmy Carter, who has been receiving hospice care since February. The family has not disclosed any specific diagnosis for either. The Carters are the longest married first couple in American history, at 77 years. The family notes Rosalind Carter has spent her public life advocating for mental health awareness and for people in caregiving relationships with loved ones. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A number of hard right conservatives in the House are criticizing a deal to raise the nation's debt limit as falling short of the deep spending cuts they wanted. This is South Carolina's Ralph Norman.
This bill is un-American. It defies conservatism. No Republican in good conscience should support this and go back to the drawing table.
In Davenport, Iowa, five people remain unaccounted for, including two people whose remains may be in a pile of rubble at the site of a partially collapsed apartment building. Fire Marshal Jim Morris says the building is unstable and continues to worsen as time progresses.
As much as we want to get everybody out, and we want to do it right now.
There was criticism in Davenport. The city was moving too quickly toward demolishing the building before making sure no one was still inside. Police in Hollywood, Florida are looking for three people believed to be gunmen who shot nine people at a beachside promenade on Memorial Day. Two others have been arrested. Josh Levy is the mayor of Hollywood.
Police were on hand within seconds or minutes and were able to observe people right after the shooting and be able to detain one and recover firearms.
One other person was detained. Among those injured in Florida, a one-year-old. This is AP News. The Israeli army says Palestinian gunmen shot and killed an Israeli civilian near the entrance of a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank.
Paramedics say a man in his 30s was in a serious condition with a gunshot wound while troops pursued the suspected gunman. He was later taken to a local hospital, which later pronounced him dead. The incident is the latest in more than a year-long surge of violence that has racked the West Bank under Israel's most right-wing government in history. During that time, Israel has expanded near-nightly military raids throughout the area in response to an increase in Palestinian attacks. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A court in Japan ruled the government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional in a closely watched decision that supporters say is a step toward marriage equality. The ruling is the second that found the Japanese government's denial of same-sex marriage violates the Constitution. Two other decisions did not. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A federal court ruling has cleared the way for Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, to settle thousands of legal claims over the toll of opioids. The plan, approved by the Circuit Court of Appeals in New York, calls for members of the wealthy Sackler family to give up ownership of Purdue. It would become its own company, with its profits used to fight the opioid crisis. Members of the Sackler family would contribute up to $6 billion over time. They also would be protected from lawsuits over the toll of opioids, even though they did not file for bankruptcy. The ruling reverses a 2021 ruling that found bankruptcy court judges did not have the authority to approve a settlement that would offer bankruptcy protections for those who have not filed for bankruptcy. The settlement must still be approved by a bankruptcy court judge. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's a new warning from experts about artificial intelligence and its threat to humanity. Scientists and tech industry leaders are using the word extinction in a new warning about the dangers that AI poses to humankind. They say lessening the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority, like it is with pandemics and nuclear war. The experts include Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, which developed ChatGPT, and Jeffrey Hinton, a computer scientist known as the godfather of artificial intelligence. Hundreds of other leading figures signed the statement, too. It's posted on the Center for AI Safety's website. There are more and more worries now about artificial intelligence systems outsmarting humans and running wild since the rise of chatbots like ChatGPT. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden has marked the 8th anniversary of his eldest son's death, a day after publicly grieving Beau Biden's death in a Memorial Day address.
The pain of his loss is with us every day, but particularly sharp on Memorial Day.
The president and other family members mourned privately, a memorial mass in Delaware, followed by a visit to his son's gravesite. Beau Biden died of brain cancer at 46, which the president has linked to his son's exposure to toxic burn pits in Iraq. He's often said Beau is the Biden who should have been president, not him. Over the weekend, the president attended the high school graduation of Beau Biden's daughter, Natalie. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York City is slowly sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers and other structures built on top of it. I'm Julie Walker. As rising oceans threaten New York City, a study from the U.S. Geological Survey documents another risk, the loose soil like artificial fill.
That was put in to enhance some of the land areas, and that can sink just under its own weight because it's so poorly consolidated. And if you build on that, of course, that exacerbates it.
Lead researcher Tom Parsons also says parts of the city will eventually be underwater.
It's inevitable that the ground's going down, the water's coming up. At some point, those two levels will meet, but I just am not able to give you a date.
The research team calculated the more than 1 million buildings spread across the city's five boroughs add up to about 1.7 trillion tons. Julie Walker, New York.
As the Supreme Court decides the fate of affirmative action, a new poll suggests what people in the U.S. think. 63% of adults surveyed in May by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say that the Supreme Court should not block colleges from considering race or ethnicity in their admission systems, but that factors such as grades and standardized tests should be more important, and there was little divide among political or racial lines. The poll reflects general support for affirmative action, even as the Supreme Court is about to rule on lawsuits challenging admission systems at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. It's unknown exactly how many colleges consider race in admissions. The practice has been outlawed in 9 states, including California, Michigan, and Florida. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.